Hi, I'm Terry O'Brien, founder of Master Joy and Success. I am delighted that you're interested in the big themes that guide our work. Each time a new course or audio recording is developed, or I engage in an RTT hypnotherapy session, these are the concepts that are the driving force and that I refer to for guidance. These themes are an extensive mission statement. So here they are. Number one, we all need connection. Connection is the glue that binds us together. When we understand that connection is a vital component to the human experience, we realize the importance it plays in our life. When we're not able to emotionally connect with somebody who cares about us, we can begin to withdraw from ourselves and the rest of their world. There's always a means to reconnect. It doesn't need to be grand. Yet sometimes the hardest part is admitting that we need the connection. We do need this connection. The desire to connect with another is a deep-seated need that all humans require. Number two, understanding is freedom, and understanding is a necessary ingredient to know ourselves. So often we get caught up within ourselves and our way of thinking that we don't recognize or refuse to believe there's a different, perhaps better way. We think we know who we are, as that's all we see and that's what we're familiar with. Yet there's a wondering part of us that deeply craves to understand why we do what we do, or who could we be if we had different beliefs. Diving deep inside to acknowledge what's not working, practicing reflective practices, journaling, learning and adopting new strategies, and working with our subconscious are all ways to liberate ourselves from limited and restricted thinking that holds us back. To understand ourselves is perhaps the most rewarding experience we will ever have. From understanding sprouts the seeds of change, and with the seeds of change sown begins a transformational personal journey that is unique for each of us. At the beginning of the process lies hope. In the middle is finding joy and contentment. And at the end is a serene calm, knowing we explored our inner self and found our path to experience all we desire. Number three, do what you love. Who you want to be really, really matters to you, your family, and to the world. Our greatest work is to access and share our inborn greatness. When we engage our passion, our creative pursuits, or whatever turns us on, we bring into our life those unique mix of skills and talents that each of us have to offer. Get comfortable with the gifts you have. Get comfortable with sharing them as often as you can. Sharing these gifts brings your uniqueness to others so that they benefit and can be inspired to bring out their potential and their gift. Sometimes we don't know our gifts, but each of us were placed here on this planet to fulfill a purpose and given special talents to develop that purpose. Think back to when you were younger or what you really loved. Can you take the essence of that feeling and apply it now? When you find purpose and share it, life can be a sheer, sweet joy. Number four, our beliefs filter our thoughts and rule our behavior, yet can change in a moment if we allow. When we were young with immature minds, we interpreted certain scenes or circumstances in a manner that may not have supported us. We were children, and we had to make sense of what was happening to us. Frequently, the defenses we used to protect ourselves, or the need to create something to call attention to ourselves, or to punish ourselves because we felt helpless, now gets in the way of what we want. Beliefs developed from a young age often no longer serve us, yet many of us still live with them. At any time, we can choose to shed and unlearn our current belief system. When we choose to empower ourselves and see us as creative, intelligent minds who can choose any path desired, we bring incredible understanding, power, and freedom to our life. Number five, we can shape our habitual thinking with words and images to help us get what we want. Imagine for a moment that you're looking at something that you'd like to have. What are you thinking? Are you thinking, I can't have that because of such and such? Or are you thinking, how can I get that and bring that into my life? It's the same desire, yet two completely different outcomes based on what we're telling our mind with our words and the images we give it. We have power over how we react to situations, power to create joy and satisfaction in our life, power to create circumstances that will benefit us, power to act how we would like, and the power to love ourselves deeply. It all comes down to how we think. Do you think of the positive glass half full or the negative glass half empty? Empowering or defeating? Transforming and change begins with a single thought. Number 6, resist the urge to focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and would like to have. By focusing on those things we do have, no matter how small, we come from a place of thankfulness and gratitude. This is important. Take a look at the wealthy or the successful actors and actresses, the super athletes, or the powerful business person. The majority of them have one thing in common. They make it a point of being grateful for the things that they have, and they focus on what they have and what they want in their life. When we choose to focus on our limits and what we don't have, we consistently thinking of scarcity and the idea that there's not enough to go around, or that we're not good enough, or pretty enough, or rich enough, or smart enough to go after what we want. Choose to develop an abundant, grateful mindset. Number 7, follow what thrills and excites, and doors will soon open where there were none. Passion opens doors. Passion creates excitement. People love passionate people. We feel their energy pouring out of them, and we're compelled to want to latch on to that energy. Think of that person who speaks passionately about something they love doing. They're a joy to be around and leave us inspired and motivated to do something special ourselves. Find your passion. Follow your thrill. Develop that passion and share it with others. If you feel and listen long enough, you can silently hear and be drawn into what you truly love. Your heart will not steer you wrong. You can have it all. Follow your bliss, listen to your heart, and expect to put in some sweat equity. Number 8, choose to go all the way in whatever you do. Otherwise, why go at all? We all have the same amount of time, yet how is it that some accomplish so much and others not? Consistent desire and commitment, persistence and mental calmness to follow our envisioned desire can power over all conditions and circumstances. When we choose to do something, know that struggle will be part of that choice. On the other side of struggle, though, is everything we want. Yet many of us give up when the going gets tough. Problems are there for us to solve with our imagination and vision. They are just simply challenges. The discipline to follow through and persevere, no matter what, and the belief that we will have what we want is the cornerstone for every vision. So why bother doing anything if you're only going to put in a small amount of effort? Go for it with everything you've got, and the results can be remarkable. Number 9, a single thought causes a physical and an emotional response and ultimately defines us. When we think about something, we are thinking through a lens of our making. This thinking process causes us to create a physical feeling and an emotional response to a situation. Think about when you're nervous and what happens. Your palms become sweaty, your heart beats faster, and your stomach feels like butterflies are flying in it. That's the physical part of that nervous thought. The emotional part is the doubt, lack of confidence, and uncertainty. We have the choice to change the emotional part and power through the physical part to propel us forward. Each single thought repeated and reinforced through our belief lens eventually defines us. It is from these thoughts that we create our world. When we understand how our thoughts contribute to our behavior and actions, then we're ready to change if we desire to. Number 10, change can be easy or hard. It's all up to you. When you're ready to let go, it's easy. Accepting change is a mindset. When we don't understand, we can dig in and refuse to change. It makes things uncomfortable and difficult. Yet when we choose to understand and see things from a different perspective, we can readily accept change, and it can be quick. It's really up to us. Initially, change can be looked upon as difficult. This is often because change means addressing something that is unknown and unfamiliar. We don't know the outcome. By jumping in with full force and leaping, a net invariably shows up to catch us. The more we're open to understanding, the more change becomes less of a risk and more about trusting ourselves to do what's right for us. We've always got a choice, and the possibility is endless. Number 11, doing your impossible pushes the limits of possible for everyone. What would happen if we persisted and persevered and said we would do something no matter what? We'd have completed what others and possibly ourselves thought impossible. History is filled with pages of people who pushed themselves and were told it wasn't possible. What's possible is only in our imagination. And imagination is endless and infinite. When we do what others perceive as impossible, we emotionally float on our win, our confidence soars, and we become a role model for others to persevere in their impossible. So what's your impossible? And finally, number 12, learning is a continual lifetime adventure. Only you know what you need and when. Choose to be a student of life and personal growth. True learning is not an abstract process, but one that creates an organic mind shift in how we view our world and respond to events and circumstances within it. Learning about ourselves and how our mind works is perhaps the single most important journey we will ever undertake. It's an enjoyable process of self-discovery, and with each discovery, we build understanding, self-empowerment, inner security, and confidence in our abilities and capability to handle anything that life throws at us.